Hello, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, it's Victor calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
That's good. That's good. That's great to hear. Tell me, was there something in specific I could help you out with today?
Yeah, I talked to you a couple weeks ago that that phone number that's on my website, where I was having trouble with it. It's hit and miss. You ended up calling me a couple times. You called like 3 times in a row and it worked. But man, I've been having trouble with it. When I go to answer the call, they can hear me. They said it sounds like I'm underwater and then I can't hear them at all. And then I can't call them back. Well, I can. I have to open up your app and then call them back. But yeah, it's been a problem. And then today I was having drop calls. So I would, if I called them back off of your app and then if I had another call come through, it would just instantly drop them, the customer that I was currently on the phone call with. Just some weird stuff going on.
Oh, really? Okay, so I wasn't aware of that one. I did test it out a while ago. It was, 7 days ago I tested that out again.
And yeah.
I wasn't having any issues with it. But if you're having that issue right now, maybe so it could update, just uninstall and reinstall the app, and I'll test it after that. But I'm going to test it with a different phone number that's not the Local Splash phone number to see if it's working properly.
Okay, so you guys you're not aware of any issues? I mean, it's not like something that's ongoing with other customers or anything like that. It's just me.
No, we haven't had that issue with any customer, at least not recently, not in the last 7 days, not even in the last week. You did initially report it, that it was the beginning of April, like on the 2nd, I did have two other clients that did have that issue, but it was all around. But since then, we haven't had any reports of
something. Okay. The only reason why I'm asking is to make sure it's not my phone. You know, I had an iPhone update and I thought maybe that messed with it, but I don't know.
That shouldn't be an issue. But definitely uninstall and reinstall the app. Most of the times when you go through a full phone update, that fixes the issue. Either way, I will test it out as soon as you go through.
And I did that last time. You had me do it. But obviously it didn't fit. I don't know, but I'll give it a shot. The other thing, is, so I never, and maybe I did, maybe I agreed to it, I don't know, but you guys built a website for me, a web page, and...
Yes, we built a website because you said that your other website guy didn't want to provide you the domain credentials, so we couldn't work on that website since he wasn't doing, making the proper adjustments for you to rank properly.
Right, so point is, you did build it. You sent me something to view it or whatever, and I did kind of just glance at it, but I never, not blaming anybody, but I never said, yes, let's go with it. It just got implemented. But then I just found out from so one of my customers is in marketing, he's no longer in marketing, but he told me, so I never canceled my other website, my domain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like...
I didn't know that. I thought you canceled with the other guy.
I didn't, because I didn't know this one was going into effect. I thought I had to view it, okay it through you, and then you guys would implement it, but it immediately got implemented, and I just found out that I've got two websites out there now. I think what I'm going to do, he also told me, the longer the domain, the older the domain, the better it is. And my old domain has been on for a couple of years. He said every time you make something new, you're basically starting from scratch.
That actually is true.
Okay.
But it also depends on what type of maintenance is going through it, right? Because, for example, your other website, the .org, is right now the activity has, it's redundant and it's like a legacy, right? The consistency, for example, on the locations that you're targeting, it's pretty weak. And regarding user trust, it does have a confusing origin, right? So that's the only reason that I offered to create a new website for you, because that other website was ranking poorly. Although the domain it's good, he just wasn't giving it the correct maintenance, and he wasn't doing what he was supposed to help you ranking, right? That's the only reason that we offered it, right? Because we offer a free website, right?
Yeah.
But if somebody is going to handle your website, definitely, since you're going to use the other domain, I mean, your website guy didn't want to provide the domain credentials to us. So to get that domain, you either need to buy it off the other guy or get the credentials from him so someone else can start working on it, right? And it's something that we tried to do. I don't know if you remembered, but he didn't want to provide the credentials or anything.
Yeah, I do remember that, yep. Yeah, he kind of threw a fit about that. I guess I don't know what to do at this point. Like I said, someone I just recently talked to, they said go with your old one because it has more seniority, I guess. It's been around longer. He said that would be more beneficial, but
I'm going to be completely honest with you, Dan. We don't focus on website. We're not website people, right? Okay. We don't 100% focus on website. What we do get it. We do make your website, and we do make sure that it has everything necessary to help you rank on Google, right? To help you boost that impact. If you do get another, if you're getting a website person, I mean, by all means, right? Go ahead, Dan. At the end of the day, if you could get someone specialized on that, that's great, right? That's phenomenal. I mean, always just make sure it's worth the price or whatever. And if you want, you're going to go with them. But see if you could actually get the domain from the other guy, the .org guy, if that's the approach that you want to take. If you can't get the domain from him, let us know. And at the end of the day, we can sell you the domain. That way, you could take that domain that you have with us, and you could use it with your new website guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could leave that open in the meantime for now. See if you're able to get the domain with your other website guy. I'm just giving you this option because remember we tried and he didn't budge. He didn't want to, right? But maybe now that you're actually going to fire him, maybe he does give you that option to sell the domain, right?
Yep. Okay. I guess in a way I see your point. I mean, when I go to search for somebody on Google, I don't like, oh, wow, they got a better website than another company, so let's go with them. I don't focus on that. I just, what I'm seeing right now, I explained to him that, you know, my phone's been slow and, you know, we started talking about websites and this and that. And he's like, oh, you got two websites. He's like, that's bad. So we're going to figure out something on that.
That I could 100% confirm, Dan, that having two websites is bad, right? Honestly, okay. I really wasn't aware that you had the other website. I thought it was
I wasn't aware that you guys implemented my new website. I know you built it and you sent me something saying something about view it, and I did. I just kind of glanced at it because I've been busy, but I didn't realize it was being implemented immediately, but whatever is what it is. Let me look at both ways. I got to figure out if I'm going to keep yours or keep his, and then I'll decide from there.
Okay. let us know. Just to give you a heads up, for us to actually give you the domain, it is a one-time charge of $99. Do check that out with your other website guy to see if how much he charges you for the domain, or if he even wants to give you the domain. But before we close out the website, I just want to make sure that you are able to get a domain. I don't want you to be without a domain or anything, because then you would have to start from scratch, and that's.
So if I canceled yours, you're going to charge me $99. Is that correct?
If you want the domain, yes. If you don't want the domain, we don't charge anything. The website at the end of the day is a courtesy that we provide to help you perform better, right? But we would never charge for a cancellation or anything like that, right? It's just the domain itself, though. Like, if you want to edgaragedoor.net and you want to take it elsewhere, take it with somebody else to manage that domain and for them to implement their design and everything, it's a $99 charge.
Okay. I gotcha. Yep. I mean, you took the time to build it. So, okay. Let me look it over. I'll figure out what I want to do. Hard. I guess I don't know. Everybody's got their reasons and let me look it over. I'll let you know.
Of course. Definitely check that out. Keep me posted. Just let me know we could either just close everything out, or I could send you the domain credentials to you so they could start working on it. But hopefully you can get the domain from your other guy. I wasn't aware you still had that open, but if you can't get that domain from them, by all means, just let me know.
Like I said, I didn't know you guys were going to implement it instantly like that. But anyway, it is what it is. So, all right. Let me figure things out. I'll let you know.
Definitely. We'll be in touch and then. Thank you for letting me know, and I'll just keep me posted, okay?
I don't have time to mess with the phone thing right now, but there's definitely an issue going on there, and at first I thought it was messing with my voicemail, but turns out people aren't leaving voicemail, so I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on, but so I can't hear recorded conversations either.
Like try to go back inside the app and they're recorded. Yeah. You can't hear them.
Nope. It just sits there and spins like it's gonna start, but it like there's a, what do you call that, little window or something that just circles waiting to connect or whatever. No, that doesn't work. That hasn't worked in quite a while either.
Okay, yeah, that definitely shouldn't be happening. I'm going to check that out right now. Oh, the only thing I could ask you, if you could do is uninstall and reinstall. I'm going to check that out right now. If it's not working, I'll just take the call tracker off and we'll just keep your normal phone number.
Okay. Let me I'll reset it right now. I've had like two calls since. But, yeah, let me make some phone calls. It'll be a little bit. It might be later on before I can get back to you.
No worries. Just leave me a little text message. I know you're busy. Just give me the green light through a text message, and I'll work on it right away.
Text you through this number?
Yep, same phone number.
Okay, gotcha. All right, thank you.
No, thank you, Dan. Stay safe out there. Have a good rest of your day.
Yeah. Thank you. Yep, bye.